I was hired to manage the adult services department. And for 2 years there, I was working with a wonderful team of reference librarians and genealogy librarians. And then, as I've some folks know, Holly got pregnant, and I wanted to have her to have the choice of whether to continue to work or whether to stay home. And on $24,000 a year, it was not – I really couldn't do that there. So right. I decided I needed to step aside for and see if I could help create that choice. So,
you know, when you and I – you're a little bit younger than me, but when we were in – certainly in high school, junior high school, and college, libraries, the contents, where you find stuff, books, periodicals, maybe microfilm, microfiche, a lot has changed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I was sort of at a nexus of, at the University of Tennessee, Windows had just come out. And so that really changed the dynamic about our interface to computers. Now, Apple had already had that very graphical interface, mm-hmm. but when Windows came out, it became sort of a mass thing. And the internet, the World Wide Web at the time, those all kind of collided at the time that I was at Tennessee, and the access to all the information just exploded. It went beyond just the physical confines of the library where you were. You could do interlibrary loan and find things, but now you had access to pools of knowledge and things around the world. And it's just accelerating today. You know, I think there will always be a place for traditional paper materials, and I think those things are almost sacred and will always be there. But we've added to that knowledge by all the digitized resources of data.
10 years ago, it seems, when this explosion was really beginning to happen, there was sort of a knee-jerk theory that had been proposed that, well, libraries are about to become obsolete yeah. because everyone will have whatever they need on this phone or on their laptop. And what's happened, at least in this area, is the exact opposite. Libraries have grown. They've flourished.
Yeah, that was a very interesting. Yeah, you're correct. You know, all the professional trade magazines and things were, oh, the libraries are going to mm-hmm. die. Well, I think what we saw and are still experiencing is an explosion of their use. You know, someone can go online and find some material and then go to the library and look for five more books, or, you know, think of the library as the place they can go to actually get online and look for these things. So, you know, to me, the internet and a lot of all the tools that we use to access it have just really increased library use. I think the field today is looking at a very similar dynamic. And with the advent of e-books mm-hmm. and those things, there's some people saying, "Oh, libraries are they're done." Well, I would argue that, you know, access to e-books and the e-book readers and tablets is just going to drive more people to the library.
Well, then you have the digital divide.
Yeah.
There are many people who cannot afford
absolutely
online services.
Yeah,
and the library is there for them.
Sure, and you know. From the standpoint of information and access to information help drive a democracy as an informed populace makes decision, we're at great danger if we ever create an information rich and an information poor where access to certain materials through costly tools are not – the information is not accessible to others. And I'm very concerned about that. I mean, as we see economic turmoil and things, you know, it could happen if we allow it to happen.
Do you see part of your role now as director is keeping the library, I don't know if democratic place is the right way
absolutely.
To put it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it is a community resource. It's what's in the crown jewel of Fayetteville. And so access to information, access to resources, people who need to come and just get on the internet or have access to a computer to look for legal documents or real estate. It is a resource for everyone, and meeting spaces now. And I think we have experienced this movement towards more programming and opportunity. There's things happening now in the Fayetteville Public Library that back 15 years ago, you know, were a dream. Mm-hmm. And I just see that exploding. You know, to me, What I would like for us to achieve is that ultimate library experience, the place where you come and just are blown away from ages 2 to 92 by the access to entertainment or information or whatever it is you're looking for.
You worked when it was on Dixon Street. You're familiar with this building. How much difference does a facility make?
Yeah, boy, you know, Louise Schaefer and the wonderful staff, the talented people, looking across the window now, it's just a beautiful building, but it's also the talent within the walls. It's, you know, and being central to the heart of Fayetteville. It's amazing to me to see that building and what it represents from just the what this community believes in their library. Yeah, it's a reflection of their values. And so we just want to continue to keep it that shining jewel in the community.
What, now you were with Tyson for?
About 14 and a half
14
years.
And a half years. Mm-hmm. Look at your resume. You were getting promoted about every other year. See, they liked you. They liked you. What can you take away? Well, first of all, let me ask, is it wrong for people to think, oh, the corporate world is going to be so much different than the nonprofit world?
Well, you know, I think the way I view it fundamentally is it gets down to doing things through people. And people are people, whether they're wearing a suit or in my situation, wearing the khakis at Tyson. It's a matter of having a common goal, organizing around how do we achieve it together. And so to me, there is some differences around a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. In the corporate space, if you fail every quarter to deliver, then you're not going to be around very long. But just like you have the corporate shareholders, you've got public shareholders here who have high expectations, and they want a high return on their invested dollar, the tax dollars that drive the library. They want a return on that too. And so there's a sense of responsibility and a sense of being able to give back what people are at least provide what people are investing in. If I could really point out one thing that I did miss when I left the Fayetteville Public Library is that sense of serving, helping people fill their needs, whatever that was, entertainment, whether or not, you know, whether they needed access to some particular document or whatever. It was helping people, serving people, and that's what drives me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome to the neighborhood.
All right. Yeah. Great.
Thank you, David.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.